Good afternoon on another hot and oppressively humid day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures in most areas have made it up into the 90s again today, and our dew points are running largely in the low to mid 70s. So the humidity is way up, the heat is up, and when you combine the heat and humidity, the heat index, it feels like temperatures are up around 100 in some spots this afternoon. We've got a gusty wind out of the south as well. Doesn't really help to cool things off, though, when it is this hot and humid. One way to help cool things off is some rain. And we've had some thunderstorms develop this afternoon, especially in areas of northern New York. And we're watching a front that's going to drop into our area tonight. And that's going to be the focusing point for some additional showers and thunderstorms over the next several hours. So we're keeping an eye on the weather. Some of these storms may be locally strong or severe with gusty winds. And there is the potential, of course, for some heavy downpours. The mugginess is way up, so anytime it's this humid, heavy downpours are a possibility. So be weather aware. Over the next several hours, some of these storms could be on the heavier side. The most likely areas for stormy weather will be across the north coming up over the next several hours. But even in and around the capital region, we could see a shower or two sneak in over the next few hours. And then areas south of Albany, there could still be a pop-up shower or storm, but the chances are a little bit lower in those areas. Now, moving into tonight, the storms will be a little greater in number during the evening. They should generally settle down after midnight, though I can't rule out a passing shower or storm in a couple of spots. We'll have some areas of fog and lows in the 60s and 70s. And then tomorrow, that front will work its way from north to south across the area, so there's still a chance for a couple of showers, especially during the morning. And then tomorrow afternoon, a passing shower or storm, especially south of Albany. And as the front sinks to the south, we'll see some clearing develop through the day tomorrow. We'll also see some less humid air come in, so especially north and west of Albany, it'll end up turning rather comfortable by later in the day as the humidity comes down. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the 70s and 80s, the hottest to the south and southeast of the capital region. Then on Friday, that front is down to our south, so we'll see less humid air for everybody and temperatures only in the 70s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, especially this evening, some areas of fog, muggy with lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower early, then turning brighter and less humid with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, especially this evening, areas of fog, humid, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of an early shower, then turning brighter and less humid with highs in the 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, warm and humid, low in the 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, chance for a few showers or thunderstorms, still hot and humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, especially this evening. Areas of fog, humid, low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of an early shower, then turning brighter and less humid, with a high around 80. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the 70s, and partly sunny Saturday turning muggy with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.